Our scripture lesson this morning comes to us from St. John, the 20th chapter. And I want to read verses 24 through 28. Verses 24 through 28. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hands in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered, "My Lord and my God." Thanks be to God for this word to us. Faith. Taking the right steps. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I have been reading articles that talk about the Sundays after Easter and how the church should be challenged to keep the Easter spirit alive. There is a strange twist in this desire. And what I mean by that is that so many of the post-Easter experiences in Scripture were not always songs and shouts of encouragement, worship and praise for the risen Christ. No, there was doubt. "Unless I see the print of nails in his hands, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and unless I put my hand in his side, I will not believe." These words do not come from an enemy or an adversary. These words come from Thomas. Thomas was a disciple of Christ. I think it is fair to say that Jesus did not surround himself with 12 persons who were all the same. Instead, there was difference between them. I think we can probably find one or two in the group with whom we can identify. For those that find themselves being a skeptic, and yes, filled with doubt, there is Thomas. There is good reason to study and to examine Thomas, and on his journey, for his journey was a journey of faith. It is arriving at this faith that provides some steps for us for those moments when we are filled with doubt. You may be thinking, is Aaron saying there are different kinds of doubt? I believe there are. There is the kind of doubt where We just worry all the day long. We have trouble finding good in any kind of day. We sometimes celebrate when something wrong happens to someone else. We are just negative all of the time. It has been said that a person in this condition is living a doubting kind of life. They cannot find the good in themselves or anything else around them. It is a stubbornness. It is possible to doubt without living a doubting kind of life. What this involves is a hunger and a desire to know the truth for oneself. It was Barclay's commentary that said, Thomas absolutely refused to say that he understood what he did not understand, or to say that he believed what he did not believe. In a profile of Thomas, doubt encourages rethinking. Doubt can be used to pose the question and get an answer and to push for direction. It is not so much a shame to have doubts than it is to be silent with them. The second step in this journey of faith is to be present with the fellowship. We don't know where Thomas was the first time that Jesus came. He was a very practical person, so maybe thinking that Jesus is dead now, Jesus is gone, and all that we are about and were about is finished. Thomas, being very practical, might have been out trying to find a job or looking for a place to stay. I think it is safe to assume that he was in grief, sorrow, and sadness. This is the time when the body of Christ needs to be together. I have always struggled with that analogy that compared church members to cars. It says church members are like automobiles. They start missing before they quit. Today, there are all kinds of books on what builds up the church and makes it strong. But from Thomas's experience, it tells us that the church, the fellowship, is the place to be where we ought to see and meet Jesus for ourselves. And so, what we are creating and what we are building upon in the church, today it is a place of community, where all persons can gather seeking transformation in the midst of the fellowship. It can happen in the church. It can happen in the church. Right now, as we put Christ first and foremost in all that we do. For Thomas, the steps to faith involved being honest with his doubts and then to be present with the fellowship. And then for Thomas, there was the experience. You notice that when Jesus comes to Thomas, Jesus knows just what Thomas is needing. And so he responds to Thomas's request. Jesus says, go ahead. Look at my hands. He says, go ahead, and if you need to place your hand in my side, go ahead and put it there. Jesus is saying to Thomas, if this is what it takes for you to believe, then go ahead. The scripture does not record if Thomas would actually touch Jesus. But Thomas believed. He expressed his belief when he said, my Lord and my God. What Thomas was saying was, you can have all of me now. You can have all of me now. There was no halfway about Thomas. Thomas was sure now. Thomas was certain now. His journey from doubt to faith was complete, and now he was ready. He was ready. He was ready to serve. My Lord and my God. There is a word to us here. It is true that we have to be honest about our doubts. It is true that we have to stay right here. We have to stay right here in the fellowship. And then we may not see Christ with a physical eye, but we can believe. Out of the power of the Holy Spirit working within our life, out of study and reading the scriptures, out of the testimony and the witness of others, we can believe. Our experience can be one of belief. Karl Barth, the great theologian, put it this way. The Easter message tells us that our enemies, sin, the curse, and death are beaten. Ultimately, they can no longer start mischief. They still behave as though the game was not decided, the battle not fought. We must still reckon with them. But fundamentally, we must fear them no more. We are people who are taking steps to faith. Steps to faith. It just seemed like this morning that words to that old pop music song, and don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. But it just seemed like words to that old pop music song applied this morning. We got to keep on stepping. Keep on stepping. Amen.